How easy a decision in the end was it to pay the money?
It was an easy decision for me as the trainer. I was very keen to run her, and fair just to Tom. Tom was very, Tom Pale in Midland Park was very enthusiastic. But look, in the end, it was all down to the owners. And just sort of meeting them racing and this, that and the other, I think it was an easy decision for them as well. You just get the feeling there wasn't too much people thinking that we shouldn't. And just delighted we have done. I'm sort of really excited to see the race, to watch it myself and get a feel for it. So
just how quick is this the fastest thing you've ever had on four
legs? You'd have to say one of them anyway, definitely. Funny enough, we had quite a quick filly there for Highclere. She ran the Nunthorpe, and I actually put blinkers on her. I think she went four clear in it. She was a quick girl, but sort of different type of filly to this. This filly is rapid, but she's not runaway rapid, whereas probably the other filly was. So, and the thing I really liked about her was a good wood. She showed plenty of speed and went right through the line. So, you know, you can get very fast horses that maybe don't stay, but this filly looks like she does stay. So,
and of course, Goodwood, very different track.
Yeah, it's a sharp track. Look, we're taking on different opposition here in Group One. She won't be able to boss these the way she bossed her last two races, but it's exciting. And Oisin, every time he's ridden her, has sort of got off her and is sort of can't believe how quick she's going. If that makes it, as he says, he doesn't feel like she's going that quick, which is always a good sign, and feels that she can go quicker. Well, she'll have to go quicker on Friday, but it's exciting and I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, it doesn't look, I don't want to be rude about it, it doesn't look the most outstanding Nunthorpe we've ever seen, does it? I mean, last year's winner, Winter Power, has done not an awful lot to advertise the form since, let's put it that way.
You would have to say that it on paper, but it's like everything else. You try and win a Group One, there's always something there to take you on. Well, there's always 10 or 12 there to take you on, but they take some winning, but I can see where you're coming from. I think the favourite's 108 rated, which isn't Nunthorpe sort of rating. John Quinn's filly, which I'm led to believe is going to run, she's 112, she's the top rated horse in the race, and we're 106, but hopefully the potential of maybe the favourite over ourselves will make it a good race.
And there've had to be so many connections. I don't know how they're going to get everybody into the winner's enclosure if you can do it. I mean, if you were just doing this for, you know, it was just you and one person sitting down who was going to write the cheque, but so many people are going to be rooting for you.
Yeah, it'll be exciting, and I'm really, really looking forward to seeing a race.